Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. If you're still on Twitter, you can follow those handles or something like that. Also, Ski and I are on Blue Sky. So if you want to find us on there, you can do that. Twitch.tv/abrog87 is where we do the sports podcast every week. So you can watch us do that live, get in the chat. It's a good time. If you miss those streams, then I post them on YouTube. So you can find those there. I'll post the podcast, post the segments from the podcast on there. It's good stuff. If you would like to give us movie suggestions, your movie's coming up in a couple of weeks. You may do so in our Discord. Just find Sports Brewery in Discord. If you need an invitation to that, we can send it to you. If you already have the app, just search for it and get in there. It's fun. It's where we BS during Duck games. It's where we, you know, signing day was this week, and that's where we all learned information together about things and shared stuff and, you know, good stuff. So join it. Movie this week is King's Movie. It is on Paramount Plus and also Prime Video. It is Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. It is a Part 1, and it is 2 hours and 47 minutes. So the saga that will end the Mission Impossible movie franchise is going to end up being 5 hours.
let's be real. End it with Tom Cruise, which may, in a lot of people's eyes, will essentially end the franchise.
Yeah, I don't know if you know what we're led to believe by the end of this movie is that they're going to continue that with Hayley Atwell instead.
Please no.
I like Hayley Atwell just fine. I don't know that she's going to be carrying like a Mission Impossible franchise, but you know, we'll see.
It's not just losing TC. You're going to be probably losing Ving and Simon Pegg, which are the backbones of this franchise.
The backbones of the franchise. Let's see. This movie came out in 2023, by the way. So last year it came out. It has a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 7.7 on IMDb, and an 81 on Metacritic. Big time scores.
I've had a theory. Name a bad Tom Cruise movie.
This something that Tom Cruise does that is always makes money, always is enjoyable to see, always gets good reviews. He makes blockbusters. And
Vanilla Sky was bad, right?
And Valkyrie was also bad. Yep.
I think they were still highly rated, especially
Lions for Lambs.
Vanilla Sky was definitely highly rated, I'm
it
sure.
It was, yeah. I think Valkyrie was the bad one, if I remember right. But the point is, like, if you're Tom Cruise and you're in a movie nowadays, it is going to be a blockbuster. He doesn't make, like, budget movies. He doesn't do any of that stuff. He just goes balls to the wall, 110%. We're going to throw like half a billion dollars at this movie. It's gonna make more than half a billion dollars. I'm gonna do all my own crazy stunts. I'm gonna like work closely with the stunt coordinator, make sure that every stunt in this movie is gonna be incredible. But by the way, this movie's like 75% stunts. It's 2 hours and 47 minutes and it's mostly stunts. That's crazy. Tom Cruise is in his like 50s, man. Like, it's crazy.
TC was definitely watching Drop Zone before getting ready to shoot this movie.
We know
he probably did like 1,000 hours of jumps leading up to this movie.
More inspired by Busey or Snipes, you think?
Ooh, definitely Busey. Yeah, because we established Snipes wants no part of jumping out of planes.
Doing his own stunts, forget it.
TC wants to jump out of every plane in the world.
So speaking of the cast, this movie does star Tom Cruise as Ethan Hunt, obviously. Hayley Atwell plays Grace. Rebecca Ferguson plays plays Ilsa. Simon Pegg plays Benji. Ving Rhames plays Luther. Vanessa Kirby plays the White Widow. Esai Morales plays Gabriel. Pom Clementif plays Paris. Pom was Mantis in the Guardians of the Galaxy yes. movies. That is where you'll recognize her from.
Otherwise, she's French and you haven't seen her in anything.
Nope. Carrie Elwes plays Dellinger. Yeah.
Love Carrie Elwes.
Good crew of intelligence agents of Charles Parnell, Mark Gatiss, and Adira Varma and Rob Delaney.
Yeah, the Rob Delaney and Mark Gatiss were, I was like, what the fuck is Mark Gatiss doing? Go write fucking Sherlock, man, instead of
seriously,
being in this shit.
Get off your ass, quit yeah. making these movies and write more Sherlock, you jackass. Yes. God damn it. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm not alone when I think that.
Also, back to the bad Tom Cruise things. Valkyrie. He spoke English.
No, it was a movie about Nazis in Germany. He was a German officer and he spoke without a German accent.
The Last Samurai. White Savior.
Last Samurai
speaks,
so good.
Speaks American English. Yes. Like, what are you doing?
Last Samurai so good though.
Is it?
It's so good.
So Tom Cruise stops trying to act and just plays Tom Cruise. That's what we want, Tom. Just play yourself.
Hey, he spoke some French in the end of this movie.
And Italian, I think, right?
And some Italian, yeah.
Italian, Jesus. Let's see, who else? Kittredge, played by Henry Cerny. Kittredge, like, that he's like the original voice, right? He's like the original guy.
They said they brought him back from the OG Mission Impossible 1.
Yeah, because he was the should you choose to accept this voice guy. Yes. Yeah. That was cool, man. That was cool. He was good. Let's see. This movie written by Eric Jenderson and Christopher McQuarrie.
McQuarrie is a Tom Cruise guy.
Amen. Yep. He also directed this movie. Also directed and wrote Jack Reacher, Mission Impossible Fallout, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. He just wrote Valkyrie, Edge of Tomorrow, The Mummy, Top Gun Maverick, and Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! This guy writes some bangers, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Reacher's awesome.
Again, I don't know if he wrote... He didn't write the characters, but he wrote...
I think because it's based on a book, right?
I'm pretty sure it's a Tom Clancy character. So
yeah, but he wrote the movie.
Yes.
Edge of Tomorrow's good. Pretty damn good, too. Like, that's great. Top Gun Maverick, obviously. So I remember. So I'm curious for you guys. I don't know what number Mission Impossible movie this is. I don't know. Is it like seven? Like eight?
So the first three were numbered 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
I think there's been, this is the fifth. I think this is the eighth movie.
The eighth movie. Okay.
I believe so.
So it's been a while since I've watched. A Mission Impossible movie. I think the last one I watched was it like Ghost Protocol?
Is it Ghost Protocol? That was the last one I watched. Was Ghost Protocol?
Is that the one where he like climbs the tower in Dubai?
Yeah,
That's the one. Yeah. So that was the one where he grabbed onto. So it's the first one where people were like, "Holy shit, Tom Cruise is actually doing his own stunts, and these are crazy." Because he like jumped on the plane as it was flying, and like literally was grabbing on a flying plane in real life for this stunt, like Jackie Chan stuff. And then the other one was like climbing down the tallest building in the world in Dubai or whatever. And that's the last one I watched. And so I think we're like,
I think that was like 2010. Also, so.
Three movies since then, I think.
And yeah, there was Dead Reckoning and there was like something Reckoning, I think was the one before.
So I did Rogue like Nation Fallout. And Fallout and Fallout, I didn't watch either of those. And so like I was concerned going into this because much like Men in Black or not Men in Black, Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah, the MIB, you really missed out on that.
I was thinking Will Smith, my bad.
On the MIBs.
Yeah.
We are the Men in Black. Men in Black.
Galaxy Defenders.
God, so good.
Good guys dressed in black. Remember that. Okay.
Because the MIBs. with Tommy Lee.
With Tommy Lee. I don't think he was in that one. Bad Boys. because we had just watched the third Bad Boys movie, and or no, the fourth. And I had not seen the third, in which it sort of affected my viewing of the fourth one. This one, I don't think I needed to know any information about.
That Ilsa Faust was the only one that had been in like the previous couple movies. I did not know who she was. So
yeah, Rebecca Ferguson. But like the way they explained it in this movie, like I fully got it.
I knew what was happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, oh, another Tom Cruise or another Ethan Hunt love interest, and she is going to get killed because everybody around him who he cares about dies. And that's the whole point, is
except
he
for,
like blah,
except
blah,
for
blah.
Ving. Ving has survived all these years.
Yep. Yep. And Simon Pegg, I think, was like the fourth.
He came on
movie?
Like, yeah, he came on with a new iteration of him. I didn't like, they really toned down Ving. I'm not sure if that he's just aging and toning himself down and being more relaxed. It's not the Ving I remember.
What are you missing?
You watch he had the NATO Ving?
Yeah, he always had the attitude. Even in the old Men in Black, he was always kind of cocky with the attitude, you know, being the tech guy. Now he is very like the cool headed guy.
He was, you know what he was? He was demure. That's what he was.
Very demure.
I thought it was great. I thought it was cool because I don't remember him being in anything else recently. I think he probably, other than like the Arby's commercials or whatever.
Well, he's raking in that Arby's money, so yeah, he hasn't needed
the meats.
Yeah, we have the meats. Like he's doing Arby's commercials and he's doing Mission Impossible movies, which is perfect. It was cool to see him in this again. I thought so. Some of the way he and Simon Pegg were involved in this movie were like, man, it's kind of hard to explain this movie, like, because it's a.
But they've always been the behind the scenes guys. They don't go out in the field, really.
Yeah,
that's the thing. And especially with Ving's character, they wrote him off for the last quarter of this movie. I'm sure in part two he'll be a big part of it because he's off the grid somewhere trying getting ready to attack the entity.
Another thing to mention. That. Yeah, so this is like a 2.5 hour movie, and there's going to be a part two. So again, they're going to have a whole nother one of these, and I'm sort of curious. So let's get the plot out there just so we can sort of work around it, I guess, because it starts off with a Russian sub. Where they have like the ultimate weapon, and this like ultimate weapon is an AI thing, like an advanced AI that they have like this special key to. Like two people have to, one person has a half of a key, one person has the other half, and they put it together and it becomes the key to open the thing. And I don't know why an AI gets locked into a thing. That doesn't really make sense, but whatever. But the AI takes over the sub and makes them think that there's somebody attacking them. It like manipulates their screens and says there's like a thing attacking them, blah blah blah. So they shoot a torpedo at it, and then it comes back and destroys themselves when they realize that nothing was actually out there. So the issue is now this like super advanced AI that knows everything about everything. It basically like has all of the digitized intelligence in the history of the world, in its mind. I don't know. Is now self-aware, and it's basically like the singularity, right? It's like the intelligence. The AI now doesn't think that humanity needs to run it anymore.
It's trying to run everything, and it can manipulate everything.
So it starts to do that and comes up with a plan to do that, and uses Gabriel, who's like this guy from Ethan's past who like killed his first love interest in the Mission Impossible movies. And I can't explain how Gabriel became involved and why he's involved and how the AI got in touch with Gabriel. But
they,
I know
they try to just play it off like he's just a bad dude.
Yet
they don't
guy.
Explain how he knows about the entity and how Yeah, how they linked up, I don't know. They didn't do a very good job at it.
I think I'm struggling right now because I'm trying to think about the plot. And I enjoyed the hell out of this movie while I was watching it because I didn't do that. I think that's the problem. And I think that's sort of what I talked about earlier. It's like it's a big blockbuster movie where, and Mission Impossible movies are like this too, where it's like there is a perceived enemy. You don't necessarily know a lot about the enemy other than they're Russia or they're AI, and you don't need to know anything else. You know, just watch the action, watch Tom Cruise do his thing and just enjoy it.
I think it's a cut above, at least, you know, intellectually, than, you know, the Fast and the Furious movies.
1000%.
As we've seen, it's similar with, I mean, it's doesn't take much to be a little more intellectual.
Did you see what Momoa did in Fast X? Oh my God, he came torpedoing down.
He did. I mean, did you not see them? They were falling off a dam, and then they ended part one.
They drove a car. They did Rocket Ball or whatever, Rocket League. They did Rocket League in real life with a real like bomb through the streets of Rome. Was it Rome?
Yeah, I had a lot of flashbacks from their 45-minute chase scene in this movie.
Yeah, Rome also heavily featured in this movie. I really sort of, you know, like 75% of this movie was like chase scene and was action, but I really like they did stuff that I've never seen in chase scenes before that was really cool. And like the whole scene where Cruise and Atwell had like they were you know, handcuffed to each other and
wrong hands for
wrong
Tom,
hand driving and like having to switch the whole time. That was cool. Like that was cool. And you know, Cruise does all his own stunts. I doubt Atwell does, but you know, like it was.
That's Tom Cruise makes everyone like do stunts too.
Yeah. And the big one coming into the movie that everybody saw was him doing the motorcycle jump off the cliff where he
squirrel
actually did
suit.
It. He actually did it a
suit into
times.
It. Yeah.
Wild. You know,
DC like, man.
Watching. I thought immediately, like watching that scene in this movie, it looked so fake because I've seen the real one, you know, like I saw the clip of him actually jumping off the cliff and I'm like, oh, well, this doesn't look right. Like, you know, like where's the ramp that he jumped off or something, you know?
I would say the knock I give at least this Mission Impossible movie is they're a little like actions. The scenes are just too long. Like at the end when the train goes off the fucking bridge and it's hanging there, they're climbing out of that train for 20 minutes. It's like,
they really
just
are.
Fucking get it going here.
There's a lot of train cars they got to climb
apparently
through.
A lot
of
train, the chase, bro. And you know, you can have a cool chase scene that takes 5 to 10 minutes, not 25 minutes. I didn't need to see him switch cars multiple times. I mean, come on, let's speed things up here, little TC. Come on,
it could have been dropped to like 2 hours and 20 minutes. Like I'm sort of with you on that. I'll say though, they are some of the more impressive stunts I've ever seen in a movie, and they were really fun to watch. And I don't know, man. Like whoever, like I got to give Christopher McQuarrie like a lot of credit because he wrote a hell of a like plot for this movie, like.
I think I'd give everyone in this movie credit because this started filming in 2021.
Wow.
In
right
COVID.
In the middle of COVID, yeah.
And they literally went to go shoot in someplace in Italy. I think they were going to shoot in Rome. They were there for a couple days, and then they locked the city down. So they had to move. Wow. And then that other part of Italy got shut down. They had to go. So they were. This movie went. It was like 200, like almost $300 million budget. Because
it was 200 was, and. $291 million budget. It made 570.
Yes.
So
was this the Tom Cruise vehicle during COVID where they caught him like
yelling at the crew? Yes.
We're trying to save fucking cinema. If you don't wear your fucking mask and take all your fucking protocols, you're out of my fucking movie forever.
Yeah. Yes. That's it, that's
cinema.
This movie.
I couldn't remember if it was that or Top Gun Maverick, but
nope, it was this one.
It was this one?
Yeah. Because they got
he did save cinema on both.
He did.
Absolutely did. Yep.
All he wants to do is make fucking bangers. If you can't get behind him making bangers, you need to get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. People were like, wow, Tom Cruise is a real jerk. I was like, yeah, he is. But you want to know what? I want fucking bangers.
Yep.
Oh, give me fucking Pelican Brief. Give me A Few Good Men. I want some more fucking Tom Cruise bangers, motherfuckers. We're sitting here in our homes. Give me Tom Cruise bangers.
How about give me a Days of Thunder 2
for 9 hours in COVID? I don't want that. Give me Tom Cruise.
Yes.
I want to see Tom Cruise running in a suit, taking off his tie for another like 45 minutes. Nobody runs in a tie in a suit like Tom Cruise. Nobody in the history of cinema. By the way, like if you're one of those crew members, like what are you getting in movies for? If you don't want to if you don't want to make a Mission Impossible or make a Top Gun, like what are you doing? Like
these are Euro trash union workers. You can't expect them to fucking care.
That's fair enough.
They actually take their 45-minute fucking tea break every 2 hours, and you know, it's a problem. That's old DJT. You know what he's gonna do? He's gonna bring the fucking film industry back to the fucking U.S.
Old Prezi T.
Yeah, old Prezi. You know, get these fucking teetotaling fucking Euro trash out of here.
Yeah, we gotta put tariffs on those.
Tariff the fucking the movie industry so they bring it back to America.
No more making movies in Canada either while we're at it. No more going to Toronto, boys.
Vancouver, BC, your world is over.
You're out.
You're fired.
You know, you talk down on the train scene. I thought it was
Said it was long. I just said them escaping the train after it went down for 20 minutes.
It was so cool. Like each one of the things, like falling off the edge, clicking, and then they got to like hurry up and get off of it. And then it like falls and explodes. Like that shit was awesome. And then he's like, you got to trust me. Do you trust me? And she's like, nope.
Nope.
He's like, I'm going to jump. Then you got to jump too. A literal grand piano nearly killing them. That's just great. Just cool.
I'm not saying it wasn't awesome. I just said it dragged.
Just.
Yeah, that and the chasing. Chasing was cool too.
Bunch of cool shit. And the scene where they had a hallway fight scene. It wasn't a hallway, but it was like a really tiny
alleyway.
Like, alleyway in Italy where they were crews beat up two dudes, including Palm. One was Palm.
I will say, Palm didn't say much in this movie, but she was solid.
She was great.
Just her handful of French lines at the end.
She's great. She's like only ever been in James Gunn movies prior to this. Because I think, was she in Suicide Squad? I think. Ooh, I forget. Maybe not. But yeah, she was great. I thought everybody in this movie was great. Like they got a great cast and they all acted their asses off. Cause like, but by the way, like Rebecca Ferguson brings the level up quite a bit. Like
Vanessa Kirby. I mean, shit.
Vanessa Kirby, like just fantastic. Like,
I'm not sure if you said in the cast, did you say, Shang Wingham?
I didn't know.
God, he's great.
He is great. Yeah. He's the like, what?
The police chief from Springfield.
Chief Wingham.
He's CIA, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, like that's something I wanted to talk about because that guy and his partner somehow are able to just walk into everything. Like there is no restriction whatsoever. Like when anybody ever like talks to him, he's like, yeah, fuck you. Like, or he like literally electrocuted a guard at the party or whatever. It's like you work for the CIA, like you have passes to certain things, but if you go to Rome, they don't give a fuck. Like, as a matter of fact, you're going to cause like an international incident if you just electrocute people and go into parties.
They didn't do a very good job of explaining how those two guys were at every single spot where Ethan Hunt was.
They don't have the luxury of the entity where they're able to like know where everything is.
Can we say I thought lazy and stupid? Come up with a cool name for this fucking AI thing. The entity I thought was just like, ugh.
So
they couldn't come up with one.
So listener, the entity is the AI. That's like what it is called in this movie. And I agree. I thought it was easily the dumbest part of this movie. And for some reason, their depiction of the entity of AI is like a physical thing. Because for some reason, they felt the need to show us what this AI looks like. And so so when they're in Vanessa Kirby's club, like they have like a big TV screen. And, you know, Gabriel's like, you could say the entity is the one holding this party. And then they scroll up and it's a fucking like Windows screensaver like on the screen. Like, this is what the entity looks like. It's blue and it like
it pulsates.
It does. No, remember the remember like the Windows Media Player where you're like play music and it like
that was speaking of bangers.
Bangers.
That's what it was. That's what the entity was. That's the thing that was making the entire world's intelligence agencies switch away from digital to analog. Like, by the way, that scene where Cary Elwes is like looking over this big factory of people like
writing
down everything from the digital thing so they could erase all of it. Like,
here's a quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
So the entity's on a submarine. The submarine gets hit by its own torpedo and sinks to the bottom of the Arctic Ocean. How does it still have power and is currently running?
Good question.
Right? Pretty decent question, right? Maybe an important question to have an answer to.
Yeah, and why would the super powerful smart AI thing want to destroy itself? Like, it's in the sub. Like, there's a really good chance the entire sub just blows up because a torpedo hit it. That's what happens when torpedoes hit subs.
Do torpedoes have, like, explosions, or do they just rip through it and sink it?
I think just rippers.
Oh, so they just open holes, and that's it. Okay. So
yeah, I don't know if there's a charge on the end of it, or, you know, the warhead on the end of the.
I've been led to believe that all torpedoes have warheads and they explode the sub on
the candy.
Atomic warheads up in this.
Atomic
bitch.
Warheads. Oh, first of all.
Oh god. Salivating just thinking about it.
I know.
Slobbering like a dog.
Okay, so another thing I want to talk about before we stop this podcast is the mask situation.
Classic thing with Mission Impossible movies.
They are exactly the same as the first Mission Impossible movie, too. They are the... we've seen upgrades to mask technology in movies where...
In real life.
You can buy
masks on Amazon for $9 where you're like...
You're an old black man now.
Are you Travis Scott? Are you Cactus Jack?
No, but like even in movies, like we've seen, like you hit a button and it like changes your entire face. It's like a digital thing, or it does reflective technology or something like that. We've seen that in this movie. They still do the big fucking silicone mask that goes like they got to make sure they pull their shirt over it or else they're going to see the neck part. And then they do the big like reach around the head.
That's why. That's exactly why.
It's so dramatic.
Yes.
It's so
what
good.
What are we doing?
Did you not see that guy, when TC breaks into the intelligence committee meeting?
That was
knocks
him.
Them all out. You're like, who's this guy? Yeah. And then he's just like, Kittredge is just like, oh, no. And you see TC grab his neck. You're like, oh, it's TC. Here he is.
I love that scene, too, by the way, because it's like it is the leaders of every intelligence agency in the United States. Nobody else is in that room. And then this random fucking guy walks in with a suitcase and they don't even look
acknowledge.
At him.
Didn't acknowledge
him. They don't even acknowledge him. God damn it.
Great.
There are some holes in this plot, boys. But you know what? I don't give a shit because I enjoyed this movie. The hell out of this movie. I think we should stop talking about it because otherwise we're going to like realize that there's a lot wrong with it. And it's
probably you're going to have to wait another like year or two for the second one to come out.
That's true.
I didn't like the Mission Impossible riff in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. They got to evolve, but.
Yeah. Well, we saw that with the Bad Boys.
They
took a couple beats of the OG Bad Boys theme and then got a new one.
Yeah, I get it. Just Just a little note I took when I don't really like it.
Yeah, but the times.
Doesn't sit well with my morals.
All right, do we want to grade this, I guess?
What's it out of this week? How many Mission Impossibles are there?
Eight.
Out of eight? It's out of eight this week.
Fuck it. Fuck it, let's do eight. We're not recording these anywhere.
Nope.
Actually, I have been, but it's been all analog. I write them down, and
so the entity can't fucking keep track.
I have a huge list on my wall. It's just right off here. Yeah, totally.
Like a red yarn connecting theories on the ratings.
yeah. Charlie Day and It's Always Sunny. That's how we grade this thing. All right. Let's see. It is King's movie, so go ahead.
I really liked it. I'm giving it a 7 out of 8.
By the way, like I forgot that we did 8. Like, you said 7, and I was like, "What?
Like, oh, what?
That's too high. That's too many numbers.
Too high. It's too high."
Who gives a shit? It's gone.
Yeah. Oh, before I get my grade, I did notice like something I liked about this movie was the fact that they featured Rome, and like because I've been to Rome and like the way I remember it, which is a lot of. There's like really big streets and really big things to look at, but there's also a shit ton of really tiny road like streets and really tiny alleyways where you cannot fit two cars through them. Like it's like made for Vespas. So that scene where like Hayley Atwell like tried to drive away and she kept crashing into cars, like that I was like, that is perfect. Like that's all you need to see about Rome.
Women can't drive, am I right?
Am I right?
Right?
By the way, I can think of exactly two reasons why Hayley Atwell would not make a good double for Vanessa Kirby. She remember she had to ask act as Vanessa Kirby in this movie?
She did.
I can think of exactly two reasons why she could not pass as Vanessa Kirby. Anybody
not
else
quite
with
the
me?
Same body types.
Not exactly. Just saying. it's just something that occurred to me as
just
I
an
was
observation.
Watching. Yes, I'm a journalist.
Jeez, Jerry Seinfeld up in
capital
this.
Capital J journalism.
That's right. I am going to give this a 7.25. This was a really fun, enjoyable movie. It's Hollywood, baby. It's blockbuster.
Box office.
It's box office. It's
summer. I could smell the butter popcorn while I watch this.
It had its own bucket, a popcorn.
I can hear the clattering of raisinettes in a hard paraffin wax box.
Yes,
like there's so many things wrong about this movie, but I don't care because I really liked watching it.
Because you want to know why? Because Tom Cruise only makes fucking bangers.
Amen.
Bangers.
That's why this is a 7.
Oh,
bangers only.
Bangers only ball. You're welcome, folks. I did it. I unified us on a banger.
On a movie that is almost 3 hours long, we are all.
Now I'm in it. I'm looking for longer ones.
Yeah, I can't. It's going to be 3:15 next one, part 2.
Hitting you with Schindler's List next.
Some Titanic coming
right
our way.
Right before Christmas. Something uplifting.
I'm going to watch the 8 VHS version of Titanic.
I love that. God. What an era. What an era. You had 7 bitty VHSs for the Titanic movie.
So funny.
Final Fantasy 7 was like a dozen discs on PlayStation. It's like, yeah.
Bro, I just got Star Wars Outlaws. It's 2 discs.
How 2 discs?
That's got to be the biggest game in the history of
2
Earth.
Discs?
Goddamn, it's 2024.
Wu-Tang forever.